time, my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're laying the groundwork for a peaceful piece of earth and growing great tips for beautiful blossoms in the fall garden.
Gardening Great and author of And I Shall Have Some Peace There, Margaret Roach talks about her not-so-garden variety life.
And color expert Kate Smith points us skyward to tie the visual vibrance of our earthwork to the roof that shelters our indoor hours.
So get ready to fall for your garden.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life. Welcome to an outdoor show.
Oh, yeah, we're falling for your garden today. And that is actually, you're the captain of outdoors at our house.
I guess I am.
You are?
Yeah, yeah. I mow the grass. I kind of plant the flowers and stuff. I prune the trees.
Yes.
Lexi's a big help there.
Well, when we met, I was living in a condo.
And I had a stump grinder.
You did? That's so true.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
You fell in love with a guy. Well, I didn't have one. I rented one.
Yeah, my outdoor space was a terrace.
Yeah, it was concrete.
Yeah, and I had like, potted plants and potted trees in on the terrace.
Yeah, and I had like a 30-inch diameter stump from a tree that had been cut down before I bought that house.
Yes.
And it had to go.
And you have a passion. You want to have a tractor and all kinds of crazy stuff, too. It just, like, blows my mind.
Tractor, dump truck, snowplow,
mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not that much of an outdoorsy kind of person. I do like I like running in the outdoors. I like it to be sort of contained.
You like the already landscaped environment.
Sort of. I'll go camping, but only for a night or two. After that, I need to...
Then you have to uncamp at the Ritz.
Not the Ritz.
Four Seasons.
Oh, I'm not that much of a priss.
No.
But you are the captain of landscaping at our house.
I got my whole start in this whole thing. Mowing grass.
I know that.
I mean, I'll never forget going to some guy's door. I could go to that house right now. This was like 200
years ago. Did you know the guy or just some random guy?
No, some dude with a long grass. I walked down there with my parents' electric Black & Decker lawnmower and extension cord over my shoulder. And I had to be Lexi's age. And the guy answered the door and I said, "Can I mow your grass?" And he said, "How much?" I had no idea what to do. So I said, "How about $4 or $3? And then he gave me advice that to this day I use. He says, never negotiate down.
That's really good, $4 or $3. That sounds like something Lexi would say.
I'm panic stricken. There's money involved? Of course there's money involved. $4, $3? Oh, no!
Which is funny and so charming about you is that you actually went to go mow the guy's lawn, and you had no idea that he would pay you for it.
I think I did, but then not really.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fully formed thought, clearly.
That's very cool.
But he did the teach to fish, learn to fish thing, give to... You know, teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime, give him a fish, feed him for a meal.
Yeah.
He gave me a piece of advice, and that guy's probably like 312 years old right now, that I used from that day forward.
So now you say $3 or $4?
I'll mow your lawn for $3 or $4.
That's really good. I'm glad that you changed your sales pitch because of him.
Yeah.
But on today's show, darling, we are sharing, we're talking with Margaret Roach.
Yes, we are.
We are.
Gardening expert, author of And I Shall Have Some Peace There.
Yes, we are. And I'm very excited to talk with her because I am reading her book.
Totally. And I would like to read that. And Margaret Roach, known to gardeners for sure, but as an expert gardener, but also formerly the editor at MarthaStewart.com.
Yes. She actually, I think, created a lot of the content and a lot of what you see at Martha Stewart, and actually friends with her, too.
She's a big deal.
She is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. And we're also talking with Kate, who is Smith. A color expert.
That's right.
I love color experts.
Color is just hugely important.
It
and
is.
Perhaps underthought about by some members of the home improvement community, i.e. guys.
Well, she is also a color forecaster, too, and that's where she really made her big splash in the industry, in the color industry, is that she was able to forecast what colors would be popular in all kinds of different industries.
And one of the reasons we're talking with her, of course, is that she helped our homeowner on the roof project we are doing.
Yes, she actually helped trying to figure out what, using his taste and using what was historic to the house and the all of the different things, and then figuring out what would be the best color for his home. Because, you know, the DaVinci Roofscapes roof that we're putting on.
Belaforte Slate, to be specific. 50-year
warranty.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to have to put on another roof again. You want to make sure you're really happy with it, too, which
That's
is so
right.
important.
And color is, like I said before, it's a big deal, and having help with it is giant service.
And one thing is, like, you don't want to be afraid of color. I think a lot of neutrals are extremely popular in home improvement because there's a little bit of fear about how, you know, you're going to have to live with this fixture for a long time.
The neutrals are low risk.
They are at low risk, but sometimes it's all, you know, taking a little chance here or there or doing something what your gut tells you, you know, I would really like to have whatever it is and it'll make me happy. Just go for it sometimes.
And it's not because Nikki is holding up a sign that says we have to take a break. My gut tells me.
Really?
So we're just going to take one. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
They would know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'm standing in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a whistle ball clear across the street, my kids all yeah.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be the first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be a visual top into a tree.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark, who is my landscaping expert at home.
Do-do-do-do.
Time for you to share your
Fix It Up Finds.
Alrighty.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
You are on a game show because you know what my gift to you is? Because I fall for you and I fall for our lawn and garden. I fall for your fix-it-up finds about our lawn and garden.
I have a lot of fix-it-up finds.
So I have opened the doorway and laid out the red carpet out to our yard.
Laid out the green carpet?
Well, the red carpet so that it kind of like pops against the green, thick grass that you have created around
our home.
Color
is a theme of the show.
Yes. It's like the compliment, you know, the contrasting color.
Sure.
And everything. So while you're standing on your red carpet, you can point to all of the beautiful things that you have created for our home.
I created beautiful things for our home outside?
No, our garden, our lawn and garden. And these are fix-it-up finds, I hope, that have created our lawn and garden.
Oh, well, they've certainly either played a part or could play a part.
Okay.
Certainly in my favorite, or at least one of my favorite, the grass.
Yeah.
I love the grass, and I like to fertilize it and get on the fertilizing schedule. And one of my favorite fertilizers is this stuff called Milorganite.
And we've talked about this before on our show a long time ago, but you know what? Milorganite is something you just can't stop talking about.
Yeah, because you're involved with it, especially if you live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Just about every day.
Because it's made from your poo.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And if you think it's a new thing, though, they've actually been making it for over 70 years. So it's not like this new...
No, if you lived in Milwaukee like 50 years ago, your poo was a part of this product.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, it's organic nitrogen fertilizer, and this story, and looks like former Lee Jones talked about this on a previous show. What did he say? We're trying to get as good as the growers were 100 years ago.
Mm.
And this has always been a natural part of the cycle of regeneration and using organic matter. And that's what it is. It's
well, and it makes beautiful grass, too, because our grass is gorgeous. You do a nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just surprised there isn't Organite from other places. Like Organite from LA and
sure.
Or Organite from
Organite.
Toronto and
Borgonite from Boston.
Or Organite from Portland.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because they know how to do it and no one else has figured it out. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I'm just surprised.
But you want to put it down a couple times a year, and what's good about it, among many things, is that you can put it on your grass, but you can also put it on your plants. You can put it everywhere.
Can you put it on edible things?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of nice. That's better than our compost.
Trees and stuff like that. You know what? I think I need to double check that. I'm going to have to say yes. Great for vegetables. Encourages growth without interfering with flowering and fruiting. Meets U.S. EPA's exceptional quality standard. The most stringent safety regulations in the fertilizer industry.
Wow. This just in.
Yeah.
So let's move on to another find. What's another fix-it-up find for my garden?
Well, for working in the yard, this is a tool that I actually have just really received, but one that either gets worked to death or sits in the yard, and it's your wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, and if you're our babysitter, Nora, you'll want to go for wheelbarrow rides, too, when it's just sitting in your yard empty.
Well, of course,
yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
You kind of need two people.
You do.
One to drive the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
But this one is great and is rock solid from Jackson Wheelbarrow.
You think she's just sitting in the wheelbarrow
yeah,
in her
I
yard
actually,
by herself going, wee?
I do.
No, she wouldn't do that.
I believe she would.
No, she wouldn't do that.
JacksonProfessional.com is the website, and this is the M6SFFKB.
Wow.
It's big wheelbarrow. It's got leg stabilizers to make it more tip resistant, which is a big deal. And the thing that I really like about it is the 16-inch flat-free knobby tire. I can't tell you how many old wheelbarrows I've had. They sit outside all winter. The air leaks out of the tire. Then I go to put a load of bark mulch in it, and then flat tire. This tire never goes flat.
Tire never goes flat.
Huge. Construction site,
well,
nails.
Well, you know, the last wheelbarrow we had, you had a heck of a time trying to replace the tire.
Yeah, and then I needed to replace the tire. The fittings didn't work. There was something missing.
So the Jackson wheelbarrow is the one we should get. Everybody should get.
Well, this is how rugged it is. We're using it to put shingles in on our roofing project
mm-hmm.
right now, and there are a million asphalt shingles with nails sticking up all over that job site.
Not because they're torn off of the roof. Mark just collects them.
I just collect them from all over the place.
And to make it thematic for the whole experience.
If you wake up tomorrow.
You know, like the balls that your kid jumps into?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that for shingles. That's what our kids do.
And if you wake up tomorrow and your yard has that in it, it's because I came by and decorated for you.
Other people like toilet paper houses and stuff.
Yeah.
I
use shingle detritus.
Okay, that's great.
Now, here's a new one, though, and it's the Power Sharp. And it is a new chainsaw bar blade and sharpening system that enables you to sharpen the chain of the chainsaw on the chainsaw in 2 seconds.
Question.
Yeah.
How often do you have to sharpen that?
Well, it depends. You know, if you're just sawing through firewood and you don't hit a rock, put the bar or the chain into dirt, or, you know, you have, like, clearance and soft wood and all these different things, you can saw for quite a while, but if you're cutting down a tree, clearing brush, invariably you hit the ground, you hit a rock, the chain gets dull. If the tree's been down for a while, it's rock hard, so that dulls a chain quickly, and sharpening them either requires taking it off and putting it on an electric tool, or to have very refined skill set to sharpen it with a file. I've never had good luck doing it, and this looks like it really works.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's powersharp timbersports.com.
I wonder if the Timber Sports guys use that.
Well, I don't have no idea. I doubt it because their chains are different. Their
really?
Saws are different.
Really?
Yeah. They're not using, you know, I doubt they're using a commercially available chain on those things.
Well, you know, I have a ball cap that's Timber Sports on it.
Which must mean you climb trees.
It must mean
with
that
spikes on. You know?
That I'm a Timber Sports person.
Well, here's another one for this time of year.
Okay.
And by the way, they have cool videos on powersharp.com that shows how this works. And
okay.
And it looks like it sharpens it without removing a lot of steel, which I like.
Okay.
About this time of year is a great time to get ready to do a core aeration on your lawn.
Mm.
So a core aerator, while you can own one and tow it behind your lawn tractor, for example, yes, but most people, especially us, we would rent this.
Okay.
So go to HomeDepotRents.com and check out Core Aerator, and they'll give you some tips on how to use their Core Aerator.
Now, is that different than the shoes that from years ago people used to wear?
The spikes.
Yeah, walk around in your yard.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, a little bit different. I think we have to break, though.
I want to talk about more Core Aeration Home Depot rents.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that some other time, and we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up List.
It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
Oh, thanks. I was feeling awesome today.
You were?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hi, this section of the show brought to you by my ego.
Oh, really?
No.
It's like our son, Jack, who woke up this morning. You know, he isn't sleeping with a shirt on, and he's got all, like, you know, he's got, like, baby muscles. He's two, but it's, like, ridiculous.
You can't. Yeah, proud dad syndrome has me almost speechless because he's getting ripped.
Yeah, well, his name is Jack, and he is jacked. But, you know, speaking of jacked, you have been working on a roof project.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
We have been working very hard.
Yes.
And it is coming out great.
It is coming out great. And we have a caller on the line who actually helped us and helped the homeowner.
Helped the homeowner, yeah.
Helped us by helping the homeowner pick out the color of the roof.
Kate, are you with us? Kate Smith from Da Vinci Roofscapes.
I am. Happy to be with you.
Oh, we are happy to be talking with you. And, you know, I have to compliment you, first of all, before we talk about the Da Vinci Roofscapes roof that
we're doing.
You're going
to compliment her necklace.
No, I'm not going to compliment her necklace, but I'm going to compliment your website, though.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And it's sensationalcolor.com, right?
Yes.
It is a gorgeous website.
Sensational is not a word, is a word that is not used enough, I just have to say.
It's not usually used in roofing. You know, I can't really say that you've been up there saying sensational as you're, like, you know, nailing off shingles and everything.
Or tearing them off.
Yeah,
throwing
exactly.
Throwing them in the yard. those two emotions don't necessarily go together.
Maybe we should put that back into roofing.
I don't think it was ever in roofing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Roofing is a very hard job.
So the house that we are working on right now is a 130-year-old house.
Yep.
It's a Georgian-style home.
Mm-hmm.
And
10-pitch cross-gable roof.
Yes. And so Kate spent some time talking with the homeowner about what would make sense for his roof, for color and for style and for, you know, where he lives and everything. And so tell us a little bit about what you guys talked about.
Well, the homeowner sent me some images of the home, and I had asked him not only to send me images of his house and several different shots of it so I could get a real good idea of exactly what the house looked like, what the roof looked like, and what you could see from the street and in different angles, but also some homes in his neighborhood so I could get a feel for what the surroundings were and what the other homes next door and across the street looked like, what their colors were, what their roofing was, and what the style of the home was. And then the homeowner and I had some discussion about what he saw, what his personality, what he wanted his home to project about him, what he had in mind for what he wanted it to look like. And we mulled over a couple of options. And, of course, he already had, you know, given some thought to a few different colors that he might consider. But after looking at, the surroundings, his home, and listening to him about what he wanted, together we chose a color for his roof. And I talked to him to follow up and find out what he thought. And I will tell you, Mark, we'll put the word sensational back into roofing because the homeowner thinks the roof is sensational and was so pleased with it. And it was so fun for me to hear his enthusiasm and his excitement about what we had chosen. So, you know, the other thing that the homeowner mentioned to me is he got a little hands-on with you in the application and was actually explaining to me how the tiles go together, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh,
that is so neat. Oh, that's great to hear, like, the scoop about us, I guess, from someone else. Because, you know, the homeowner will say whatever to us, to our face, but it's kind of cool to hear it come back through you.
Yeah, sort of
how fired
party.
Up he is.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Me too. And I help a lot of homeowners, and I try to follow up, but, you know, you just it always feels great to hear their excitement. And that's almost the fun part for me because I know when we're talking and when they're thinking it over and they're a little hesitant to choose a color or to step out, you know, maybe just a little bit out of their comfort zone. But I know it's, you know, that it's going to work, what we've recommended. And then to hear what they think when they see it.
Oh, yeah.
It is awesome.
They kind of come through the door, and they're, like, a little nervous, like, this is my whole house.
Yeah, your roof is just such a huge part of what your house looks like. And, you know, and with these Da Vinci synthetic slate tiles, too, they, you know, there's a 50-year warranty. I mean, they're going to last your entire life. So it's a big commitment to make to a color. And it's so cool that you were there to be able to help him make sure that he's definitely confident with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yes.
Go ahead, Kate. I'm sorry. I talked over you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I was going to say is I have a approach to choosing the color called fresh, which incorporates all of the elements of looking at a home, starting with its fixed features and the region of the country, the environment, the style of the home, and then, you know, looking at the historic colors. And that's what Nick and I, we walked through the process. And one of the things that I loved about the feedback he gave me is he said homeowners in his neighborhood, as he's been putting the roof on, have been, of course, coming out and talking to him, as homeowners and neighbors often do when you're doing a remodeling project. And two of the homes in his neighborhood said that they had had that roof color that we had chosen historically on their home. However, but because the real slate was too hard for them to maintain, they had taken it off at some point and replaced it with something else. And they only wish that they had known about the Da Vinci product that Nick was putting on, because they just loved the look and they loved it going back to what the home had looked like. So that was another reason I was pretty excited to hear that our choice not only was, you know, right, but had been something that had been originally in the neighborhood.
Well, and you can't go to a break with a better synopsis than that. And that's what we're doing. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
I've been wasting time finding reason to my rhyme. As precious time goes by, I sit and wonder why.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we are, well, we're inside, but we're also talking about outside in the garden.
We are. This, you know, we're falling for our garden today. My husband is doing antics as usual around me. See, that's the problem about working with your husband. It's just ridiculous. But we have a special guest on the line right now, Margaret Roach, and I have been reading your book and enjoying it, and unfortunately I haven't finished it yet, so please don't tell me how it ends.
I won't.
Yeah, and I shall find some peace there.
Margaret, you can't make it up. There's about 200 sticky notes.
Oh, there is. I have your book in my lap, and I've been putting sticky notes in different things because the things that I want to ask you.
And as former magazine editor and book publisher herself, she doesn't just read.
No.
I would imagine she approaches reading a book similarly to your approach to reading a book.
What do you mean? Oh, editing it while you're reading it?
At least a very high-level read.
That's too funny. So where are we talking with you today?
I'm home in upstate New York. I live in the Hudson Valley of New York State, the sort of northern Hudson Valley, or next to the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah. And so kind of, I live in a town of 300 people, farming and rural community of 300 people in
now,
that area.
Now, I read that you have a cat named Jack.
Indeed, Jack the Demon Cat.
I think you and I might share our approach to cats.
Yeah, we have three cats, but my husband Mark does not enjoy any one of them, actually, I don't think. But we have a son named Jack, though.
I've come to love Jack over the years, but it took a long time. He was pretty wild when he met me. So.
Was he actually a wild cat?
Yes, he was from in the woods around my house, yes. He had been living in the woods, so, yep. So he's domesticated, and I've learned to be more rural and outdoorsy in my new life the last couple of years since I left the city and moved up here full time. So, yeah.
And what a big transition it has been. I mean, I've only gotten halfway through your book, but, you know, living and working in New York City and working for one of the, you know, biggest media people in this industry, too,
Martha Stewart,
is just incredible. And then going to live where you are right now and adopting, this cat and, you know, working in your garden and yoga and all the other stuff that you're doing, it's just, it blows my mind.
Writing. And blogging, of course. That's one of the primary things that I do with my time is that I do have a website, A Way to Garden, about gardening, which is my primary sort of, I guess some people would call it a hobby, but for me, it's not really a hobby at all. It's really more of a spiritual practice and way of life, you know, gardening.
And you're also on Twitter, too. We follow you on Twitter, at Margaret Roach. And you also have a website, too, by your name, which you can go in and you can find out more about gardening or about you and other things that you've done, too.
Yeah, or you can just go straight to awaytogarden.com, which is really where all the action is these days.
Now, how did you first find your, and I don't want to use the word ham-handedly, but your passion for gardening, when or how did you connect with the grown thing?
I think I was a little girl, probably. I had a grandmother who was a very good gardener, so I think I saw some examples there. And then sort of fast forward to when I was in my 20s, and my mother, who was already a widow at the time, she was in her late 40s, and she became ill, and I had to go home to kind of see what was going on, what was happening. And I kind of was stuck around the house a lot because her care was very intensive and, you know, we had people helping but not all the time. And so when I wasn't working at night at the New York Times in those days, I was sort of the daytime caretaker. So I started, you know, needing to get a little something going on besides, you know, literally looking after her. So I went outside and just started like cutting back things and, you know, I'm just kind of literally rooting around as sort of occupational therapy in a time of great stress, which is really what brings a lot of people to nature and to the garden is the need for comfort and, you know, the kind of slowing down. And again, like I said, the occupational therapy. So it was a time of family stress that led me to the garden.
Wow.
Well, and reading from your book, too, and I'm going to quote you back to yourself and to my husband, who hasn't been able to take this book from me yet. But you say, to be a gardener is to come face-to-face with powerlessness and to cultivate patience as actively as you do botanical things, which is so, like, that totally captures it for me because you can't really control the garden, and it causes you to be, you know, sort of, I don't want to say subservient, but sort of like you're powerless. You just can't.
Nature always wins.
It always wins, yeah.
Well, you're right. And that's the lesson. I mean, the biggest lessons of the garden, of course, are that we have no control over. There are forces bigger than ourselves. We have no control over something as vast as nature. And secondarily, that things will die. Nothing lasts. everything living, every living creature is ephemeral. So those are the things, and that's why I say gardening is more than a hobby for me. It's a lot more than a hobby.
Well, and I want to ask you about your house, because you were describing it in your book about when you fell in love with it, but it sounds sort of like it's something that not everyone would have fallen in love with.
True.
And I point to an
example. Such a dump. It's hilarious. When I lecture about gardening, I show sort of the before and afters of when I first came here and then what it's like now. And people are just aghast at the place that I bought because it was a real dump. And you could roll, you know, the classic, you could roll a ball from the back corner to the front corner of the house, inside, I mean. You know, you just put a ball on the floor and it rolled down out to the front door. From the back door, it was that tilted, and there's no square, there's nothing that's plumb here.
Old house.
And a lot of people wouldn't want to live in it, but we did. I did a fixer upper, a DIY kind of job. This is 25 years ago, and then some enhancements along the way. But it's still a very funny little old tiny Victorian era farmhouse and kind of a jalopy of a house, but charming in a kooky way. You know, it's kitschy.
totally dig it. It's almost like the broken in pair of jeans.
Yes, it is. It's a well-worn and well-loved house. That's correct. And hopefully the knees don't give out.
That is too good.
Wow. Wow. So what are you planting or taking out of the garden at this time of year?
Well, in the Northeast, we still have a little while, although from, say, mid-July to mid-August is the time that most of the fall vegetable crops go in. So, for instance, yesterday I planted more salad greens, spinach, some more beets, things that I can take into the cool weather, kale, and enjoy even in the late fall here, as I said, even in my cold environment.
Sure.
And then I'm doing a lot of editing of the ornamental gardens, you know, the perennials and so forth, because lots of things have dried up leaves by now. Excuse me. Lots of things have, you know, got kind of toasted.
Sure.
Many areas of the country are much more severe than here, but even we've had very intense sun in the last few weeks, relatively little moisture and high heat and so forth. So kind of doing editing, but to have a great fall garden, other than the vegetables, which are a little shorter, you only have to plan, you know, 2 months in advance to have vegetable crops in most cases. For the aesthetic part of the garden, the ornamental part of the garden, you really begin your fall garden planning in the minute the garden wakes up and as soon as you can work the soil, whether that's early spring or late winter for some people. Because if you don't plant it then, the garden's going to peter out by this time and especially by fall. So I'm always shopping in spring at the garden centers, not just to be seduced into bringing home things that look good right then. Because, you know, it's all that color and it's been a long winter and you're like, oh, that's pretty, that's pretty, that's pretty.
Everyone gets
home
daffodils.
A lot of stuff that looks like sticks, right?
Yeah.
Because that's for fall, because it's going to not look like sticks in fall and maybe even in winter. So it's that advanced planning and buying things, ordering things or buying things in person that maybe don't look so flashy on the shelf right then, right? But you have to know that they're for another season. So,
well, I'm either 3 months late or 9 months early for my fall garden. Take your pick.
The glass half full. So let's say you're 9 months early, which is that you're great. Wow, good for you planning so far in advance.
Thank you for that compliment. I don't deserve.
That is too funny.
Oh, that's good. And now, I love that insight about having the plan and getting right to it as soon as you can work the soil, so that you can sort of time your garden and. You talked about food, certainly, but do you time or are you able to time the color blooms and the blossoms so that the color shifts throughout the season?
Right. Well, everyone wants the classic English herbaceous border. You know, they see pictures in English gardening books or even in American garden books that show it being orchestrated nonstop from, you know, March or April, depending on where you live, through October. And it's never out of bloom and it's fabulous color harmonies. Well, that's great if you happen to have a minion, you know, and a lot of money. But if you don't, what you need to do is invest in plants that have sometimes that have a lot of good attributes and last for a long time and look good even when they're not at their peak bloom. So not things that just look good for a week, So I wouldn't say that I have like that big old herbaceous border like I just described, but I always have the place looking nice because I've invested in plants that have good structure, like beautiful trees and shrubs and conifers, you know, evergreen plants that are placed in the right places so that there's always a view out every window that at least holds together, even in the snow.
Wow.
So because of the structure. So you really have to think about 365 days, and it's not all about flowers. That's the obvious stuff, a hydrangea,
well,
Everyone can do that, but you have to do the more subtle stuff, too, to really fill in the other days of the year.
It almost sounds like if you swapped out some of those terms, this would be sound financial advice.
Well, it is, indeed. It's diversifying your portfolio and not putting everything in equities. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to diversify ourselves to a break, so please find Margaret
at awaytogarden.com and check out her Twitter at Margaret Roach. We follow her, too.
And check us out after we come back from our break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
As precious time goes by, I sit and wonder why. Why chase a dream?
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out the Carpenter's
Looking for a
no-hassles
roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
What a perfect day to play left right there. Gentlemen, I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear.
And you are inside my fix-it-up life. Back inside my fix-it-up life.
Yeah, we've been here all along waiting for you to come back to us.
Thanks for not leaving.
Yeah, we like that.
That's what I say at parties. I walk around if anybody stays for longer than 5 minutes. Thank you for not leaving. Thank you for not leaving. Here's another beer.
Well, that's kind of the opposite of my father, who asked, when are you going to leave?
he wants his place back to himself.
He doesn't really like a lot of guests in his home. He does like to go to parties. He just doesn't like to host parties. There's a big difference there. But I wanted to share our compost bin video.
Yes.
What we've learned about composting.
We've learned a lot.
We actually have. We built a compost bin, and there's a video up on YouTube. You can go check it out or go to myfixituplife.com and search for compost bin and watch it. We built it out of Western Red Cedar in our
Love
backyard.
It. 2x6 decking material.
And it's gorgeous.
I can hear Paul Mackey from the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association now. Yeah, it's S4S standard naughty.
Okay.
The guy speaks in lumber grading language. It's awesome to listen to him talk.
Well, the cool thing, though, about, not about Paul, but about the compost bin, is that we're actually using it.
I threw eggshells in there this morning.
We weren't quite sure if we were going to use it. Like, the idea of it, it sounds really good, mm-hmm. you know, but actually using it every day is something that we've incorporated into our lives, and that we have sort of, we have a bin by the back door of the house that we used to use for fire ash.
Yeah, from our wood stove
that
no
we don't
longer
use
works.
Anymore. Yeah.
If anybody wants to put a wood stove in our house, our address is.
So we can easily collect all the compost material, the organic material from cooking and everything, without having to walk all the way out into the garden.
Right.
And that it has a lid on it because we have a lot of stray cats in our neighborhood.
Doing the stray cat strut, baby.
I don't know if they're doing the stray cat strut.
They are. They're stray cats.
But they enjoy our yard. I think they, like, consider our yard to be their home base.
Seems to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we are using it, and I can wait. When our gladiolus kind of bloom and live out their green life, we'll deadhead those and put them in there. We have tons of those things.
But you need to be going out there before they're ready to be.
I already mowed them down. Just so I could compost.
The thing about composting is that it needs to have air.
Air is the big ingredient.
And you need to turn the matter inside the compost bin, too.
Right.
To make sure it all the organic material, like, moves around and everything.
Which is why we spaced the side slats of the box 3/4 inch all the way up so that air could get in there.
Yeah, space opening.
Right.
So that it breathes through there. And you'll see it when you watch the video, mm-hmm. too. But we haven't actually used the compost material yet.
Oh, no, it's only been weeks.
It has only been weeks.
A while.
But I know you're dying to use
it. I go in there and get some eggshells out and put them on some weeds I'm growing in the backyard.
Oh, my goodness, it's so good. I really enjoy that. But the opposite side of composting, though, we learned from DIY Life that, now what has he been in? The Hurt Locker, Anthony Mackey?
Yeah, another Mackey.
Yes, has a new bar called
No Bar
in Brooklyn, right? Is it in Brooklyn?
What I'm reading here says Bed-Stuy, so that's Bedford-Stuyvesant, the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood. It could be in Brooklyn. I don't know.
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn. And he actually is a carpenter himself, too.
Yeah, his dad was a carpenter and go-man roofer, and every summer the kids, his brothers would work with him. So they would work.
The father's sons would work with him.
Right.
So Anthony's brothers.
Right.
And not the father's brothers.
Thanks for the family tree.
Okay.
We have to go. His second cousin twice removed would come
but
over
if you,
on Wednesday.
If you're in New York, it's actually pretty cool to think about this guy who's a famous actor who actually built the bar and all the tables. He actually made all the flooring.
He made the flooring. He got one buys and he ran them on a router table.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where we've heard that story before.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's all the way there.
He is, and it's pretty exciting to think about that, too.
And he was in the Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon, Oscar winner.
Yes.
And the Hurt Locker got huge critical acclaim, if not an award.
Okay.
In as much as we have children, any movie that's less than 37 years old, we don't see.
That's very true. That is true.
We just can't get invested in the movie. We're going to fall asleep before it's over.
Well, I definitely want to go and check out his No Bar bar in Brooklyn.
I'm calling him because I know he'll answer. He'll take my call.
He'll take your car?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a carpenter, too.
Seriously?
I'm also not in any movies with Matt Damon.
No, you aren't in any movies with Matt Damon.
I could call him and say we have a lot in common. I'm not in any movies with Tom Hanks.
So we were just talking with... Seriously?
Yeah, that's a lot in common. I'm a carpenter. I'm a roofer. I'm not in movies with Tom Hanks. We're practically brothers.
So we were just talking with Margaret Roach, and I just want to share something from her book with you.
And I shall find some peace there.
And she was talking about her house and how her house... I mean, seriously, you have to read the book because it's like only a mother could love, you know that expression?
Yeah, my mother would say that about me often.
Yes. But you'll appreciate this, too, because not only were the the trim for some of the walls, for some of the windows and doorways, like, covered over. They were covered over with vinyl flowered wallpaper.
Don't say it.
Seriously.
That's not even possible.
So that's...
This is a memoir that she's fictionalized.
Now, if you
can... You can't even make it up that bad.
Oh, yeah. And there was, stick-on plastic bricks over the chimney. Instead of repointing it...
Already brick.
They stuck on plastic bricks.
It's already brick.
But they stuck on plastic ones over it.
That's like sticking a poster over a poster.
Yeah. And there was AstroTurf on the inside staircase. So I'm just saying, when she was talking about how her house was kind of really sad before she started remodeling it,
I mean,
you can think about what a sad house could be, like our house. It was pink shag carpet all over the place, wallpaper on the ceiling, it wasn't insulated, I mean, there's no closets.
A lot of that is just unfortunate and remnants of the period.
But she actually had AstroTurf inside the house and stuck on bricks on top of bricks and vinyl wallpaper over... trim.
I wonder if she could grow me a remedy for the migraine I have right now, just thinking about that.
It is kind of sad, though, to think about that.
And she said it was a Victorian-style house?
I don't recall, darling.
Victorian-style farmhouse?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So for more depressing news...
No, it isn't depressing because she's brought new life into her house. She's updated the whole thing. And her garden, she has events there. You can go to her website and check it out and see when she's having events. MargaretRoach.com.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or a better way to garden?
I think that's what it is, too.
Okay.
And so on next week's show...
Yeah, next week's show. I feel the sun coming out already.
Sunny Anderson, host of Food Network's Cooking for Real, she talked with us real and in person at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Yes.
And she is lovely. I mean...
She's awesome.
I had to ask her. Now, were you named because of your personality, or did your personality, after you were named, it's the second one? Because she is the sunniest person.
She really is.
Just brightens up her room.
And I watched the video.
Gorgeous, too.
I watched the video of us talking, and I think I scared her with my countenance because
you have that New England countenance.
I have very, what might be described as severe, it's just the way I look.
Yes.
And it
kind of
works.
Like the blue eagle.
On the Muppet.
Yes.
Of many
Sam.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm. Sam the Eagle.
Defending
the American way.
It gets worse when I can't hear, and I couldn't hear in the headphones. I'm looking at her like I am just going to go through her like a freight train. It's awful.
Well, she's lovely, and we're sharing an interview with her.
She is scared.
And we're also sharing an interview we did with Better Homes and Gardens Senior Remodeling and Projects Editor Kit Seltzer, talking about outdoor trends, some new products that she was digging at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and news about their iPad and all kinds of different things.
And we also talk with Dan's and find out what the word – Dan's Faucets, of course, D-A-N-Z-E.
Yes.
Find out what the word Certangular really means.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Dan's has, I think, the best writers working for them in the home improvement industry. They're so creative. They make it entertaining to shop for faucets.
They
fixtures.
Do. And if you just like a well-turned phrase, visit their website.
You definitely have to visit
their
website.
Seriously, it's good reading.
It is good reading. Yeah, Certangular is a good word. I think that should be, in the what?
You know what I'd like to read?
What?
Somebody send me an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
Somebody send Mark an email at info@myfixituplife.com or tweet him at myfixituplife or send him a message on our Facebook page, myfixituplife.
Send me some love.
Or you can, like one of his videos on YouTube. myfixituplife is our channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some videos there.
You can ask him a question. You can comment on how amazing he is, how handsome he is.
Anytime you want. Anytime. Wait, let me check my phone.
You can read
I think it's coming through now.
You can read our children's blogs on myfixituplife.com.
And you can see how fabulous my wife is and just how high up the ladder I married.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what else they should do?
Pausing because of the awesome stuff. We should probably just visit us next week.
For more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be a another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be a visual drop into a tree and die. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key and I. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our picture of life. Just a simple friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.